15 minutes in front of 9 o'clock, and want to thank Lena for stopping by again and for more information on all that's going on in the Lakes area for any of your out-of-town guests or just some fun things for you to do. Go to visitkylake.com, and you can find out more from the Kentucky Lake Convention and Visitors Bureau. Well, I want to say good morning to Jenny Darnell, and Jenny, you've got some guests with you this morning. How are you?
I do. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, and this morning talking about LifeWise Academy.
Yes,
and
I
we've
have.
Got Oh, go ahead. Go.
Julie Dotson, who's the director of LifeWise Academy, and my pastor, Reverend Ryan Thomas.
Well, nice to have you all here as well, and you'll have to share a mic there.
That's okay.
And Ryan, you're at Pleasant Grove?
Yes,
Methodist,
I'm the
United
senior
Methodist.
Pastor at Pleasant Grove Church now, so it's an
Pleasant Grove Church.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us a little bit, if you want to, about LifeWise, for those not familiar with it.
Well, LifeWise is a program that offers religious instruction during the school hours at school, and we are excited that this has taken place this last spring, this past spring, at Benton Elementary. And we started there, and Miss Julie's growing it every day, and we're moving to Jonathan Elementary next. And the reason we're here this morning, really, is because this Thursday night, we have our Night of Impact at Three Crosses Church. We're hosting a information/fundraiser evening. We really want to challenge all of our listeners to bring your churches. We want a representative from every church there to just find out about this program. You don't have to donate. We'd love for you to donate, but you don't have to donate. We just want you to know about this program, because so many people in Marshall still don't have any idea this is happening. Several people think it's illegal, and I was one of them. And I went home and I said, when I found out about this program, we invited him out to the church, and I went home and said, Jason, is this legal? And he said, completely, like I was crazy. And I said, well, why aren't we taking advantage of this? So Miss Julie's taking advantage, and she's leading us in that right direction. And as a school teacher for 23 years, I'm at the high school, of course, and I was really struck by the need for this program. When I started, things were a lot different than they are now. We have mental health counselors at the high school now. When I started, we just had counselors. We have 4 mental health counselors in addition to our counselors at the high school. What would you would consider in the old days a counselor? Just someone who took care of your academics and made sure you were on schedule to graduate. Now we have mental health counselors, and our kids are hurting, and that's because they don't know whose they are. And I've said that for years, and I just want to be a part of the solution. So when Julie brought this program to Pleasant Grove, I was so excited. We've got several other churches that volunteer already, but we want all churches to know about this opportunity. So because our kids are different, and I teach AP Literature also, a college class, and I can tell you that, you know, in literature, it's all about allusions to mythology and the Bible and Shakespeare. And I can make allusions. I mean, we can read a piece these days that references the lamb, the meek will inherit the earth. Anything that, you know, people in the past might have known is a reference to the Bible, and that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
The kids just don't know the Word of God.
You're right.
Miss Julie and this program are making it happen.
Yeah, and Julie, if you can, I know this started in where, like Ohio or Indiana?
Yes, it started in Van Wert, Ohio originally, but their main location is in Hilliard, Ohio at the present time. And it has grown tremendously. When I first learned about the program, it was only in 4 states, and now it has grown over to 15 states, and we have signatures that they want this program in all 50 states, which is absolutely wonderful. And we have over 500 schools that are having live programs right now, and we're able to teach the gospel to the children. We do not teach religion or denomination. We teach the gospel. And so that's why we need all churches in our community to pull together to make this happen. And it takes funding, it takes workers, volunteers, and we just need our community to pull together to help us with this.
And Thursday night What time does that start, that Night of Impact?
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And again, where is that?
Three Crosses.
Three Crosses.
Three Crosses Church at 6 o'clock. There will be heavy hors d'oeuvres, and then there will be plenty of information about the program. And any questions that people have, they can ask us.
All right.
Also.
And Ryan, as a pastor, this is something I know that's near and dear to your heart.
Yes. Getting the gospel out is the central mission of any true biblical local church. Mm-hmm. And here you have almost a free opportunity handed to you. It isn't completely free of cost. Obviously, there's manpower. There's actually money for the teachers who are trained and by LifeWise to teach the curriculum. And the curriculum, by the way, is called the Gospel Project.
Yes.
The Gospel Project's a wonderful presentation of the gospel. It will bring students through the entirety of the Bible over a five-year span.
Yes.
And so biblical illiteracy is rampant, just as Jenny kind of spoke to. But it's rampant even amongst some of our churches. And I can say that as a local church pastor. And so this will help people to learn the Bible at a very young age, and that should, you know, Lord willing, shoot up into our churches as the students grow and develop, which really the societal effect just from that aspect of it can be tremendous.
Mm.
Of course, the goal is conversions, to see people come to know Christ in a saving way. You know, with the gospel comes an entire worldview that will change and impact the entirety of a student. You know, a particular vocation can be very impactful on the whole of someone's life, and a particular branch of education, say it's biology or whatever, you can learn things there that are going to benefit you. But the gospel is an all-encompassing change of life and worldview that's given to you. And I think they're teaching God's gospel in the Gospel Project, and so to get it with these students is just going to be crucial for their spiritual life and development, and can have an impact on our nation. I mean, all 50 states, we're getting signatures to have it, and so I think this is going to be just a blessing to the church. And I feel almost ashamed that I'm just now learning about LifeWise and religious education and release time and all the things that are attached to this.
Well, it's like Jenny said, it's you want to ask, is this okay to
read? Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I had to do my own homework and found out, yes, 1952, Supreme Court decision, Zurich versus Claude. Yeah, it was, truly is legit, and we need to take advantage of this while it's on the books. I mean, this is prime opportunity for the gospel. So.
And I've read examples in Ohio and other places where the kid that's learning this takes it back home, and they're actually, instead of the parents teaching the kids, it's the kids teaching the parents.
Wow, so.
Yes. A lot of examples of this.
Yeah.
I saw an example the other day of a kid. You know, we were gonna talk about sponsorships also eventually. We've got several at our church that are sponsoring kids in LifeWise Academy. And there was a kid in the program who loved the LifeWise program so much that he wanted to sponsor another child. You know, like not the parent sponsoring, but the child was sponsoring because he knew how much the program meant to him.
Yes.
Wow.
God's blessing it big. And
Now, Jenny, if you can't be there Thursday night, are there ways that you can still sponsor a child like you're talking about?
Yes, there is. Yes. I'll let Julie talk about that.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yes, you can. It costs $30 a month to sponsor a student. And you can mail your donation, if you choose to LifeWise Marshall County, Post Office Box 142, Benton, Kentucky. And we would be more than grateful to have any kind of donation that you may have for us. And if you don't want to mail it and you want to give someone a check, you can contact me, 910-546-2826. And you can also look up Martha Puckett or Jenny or anyone that's on our board. We have a wonderful board, and we have some wonderful ambassadors who have came on as well. But just look us up, Marshall County. We have a website, LifeWise Marshall County, and we will help you and be glad to take your money if you have some to give. And we would be saying thank you. And it helps all the students to get in. And Benton Elementary, they have 500 students there at just that one school. And so this coming year, we are going to be having first through fifth grade, which is awesome to have. And we're looking forward to that. And when we go to Jonathan, we're going to do one through fifth grade. And all of those students need a sponsor. And it's $30 a month for each student.
All right. And Ryan, it's a great cause. And it's well established, too. It's not just something that,
yes,
you've come up with. I mean, this is something.
Right. No, no. Yeah,
it's an established program. And
yeah.
So. Not that anything would be wrong with that.
Release time. Can we talk about that briefly so that they know exactly what the
yes.
students are doing? We've told them why we're doing it and what the curriculum is, but what does an actual moment or a day with your students at LifeWise look like?
So you want to talk about passing them or actually walking through the campus?
At Benton Elementary, we have our classes at First Baptist Church in the activity building, which we thank them for allowing us to have that building. And their day looks like we go pick up the students and they walk right straight across the street to the building, and we're able to teach them the gospel. And all this is possible because of the release time bill that passed 1952, and we did not even know, or I did not know anything about this bill. And so we are so grateful that Joel Penton was able to find this information out, and they got together in a little small town of Van Wert, Ohio, and there were three family members that got together with him that said, hey, we are allowed to do this. Why not take advantage of it? Mm-hmm. We have this great opportunity before us right here in Marshall County, and we can do the same thing that they're doing in Ohio. And I will say that Marshall County is the first live LifeWise program in the state of Kentucky. Mm. And we are so happy and gracious for that. But we also know that it is going to spread through our communities. It's going to grow. And it's rapidly growing so fast. And LifeWise is having to change their way of doing the processing, and so it's just constantly growing, and that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said some of the numbers they gave in the last update were that I think by the end of this year, that in 2023 they were serving 14,522 students, and by the end of 2024 they will be serving 31,250 students.
Wow.
I mean, it's just growing. God's doing big things.
Yeah,
and he's a
amazing.
Big God, and he can do it.
And
yes.
I think, as you mentioned, it'll grow like crazy in Kentucky
once
people start to figure it out and mm-hmm. learn more about it. Because it is. It's kind of it's not new, but it's not that well known.
Right, yeah. And to capitalize on an opportunity like this is just golden for the gospel and for the sake of our students' lives.
Exactly. Well, anything else before we go? Just another invite to... On Thursday night.
And if you want to look on, Miss Julie mentioned that there is a website. You've got all the information you could ever want. They probably could answer the questions better than us. You can ask us, but it's LifeWise.org.
Yes.
LifeWise.org. Online, you can watch videos. You can find out all kinds of information.
Yeah, it's a good program.
And you can donate there, too.
All right. Yep. So, again, it'll be Thursday night, 6 p.m. at the Three Crosses Church, the Night of Impact.
Yep.
Everybody's invited. All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll Shane or Greg, there's Greg's back, get caught up on some commercials and join us tonight. The Cardinals will be in action, and we will have Marshall County baseball and softball instead tonight on the air. The Cardinals will be playing, but just not here on the air. But we'll have the Marshals and Lady Marshals. They'll be in Callaway County for the softball and baseball district championship games. We'll have the pregame show at 5, first pitch for the girls' game, 5:30, boys to follow. And you can catch both those right here on WCBL Sports. Well, that will do things. We'll send it back to you, Greg.